We'll stand in honor of God's word this morning as we read the first 10 verses of Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, there's time. God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light, it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God spoke and did all of this. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he the seas. And God saw that it was good. Everything that God does and has created was good. It was perfect. But where I want to go with this today is, if you'll go with me up here to verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God said it was good. And can I tell you, if it's of God, it's good. Amen. If God has created it, it's good. It's man that corrupts the good things. We have corrupted things. We've taken the things in this time period that we are living in. We live in a generation of mixture. We live in a generation of Christians that live lives that contradict what they profess and what they confess. I want to deal with that thought this morning on conquering your contradictions. We are dealing with a generation that contradicts itself. How many of us know what contradiction means? Contradiction simply means, really, you don't know what you're talking about, pretty much. You have no real focus, no established train of thought. We live in a time period that calls good evil and evil good. You cannot live a lifestyle that goes contrary to the Word of God and think you're going to end up in God's heaven. Well, I just believe it my own way. I just do it the way I feel that it needs to be done. And you, my brother, you, my sister, will end up lost, amen, and wake up one day in a devil's hell because your mind has been consumed by a generation that says good is evil and evil is good. But somebody needs to get their minds renewed in the way that they're thinking. I'm going to help somebody understand. I'm going to preach to somebody get saved this morning. I'm going to preach till somebody gets delivered. I'm going to preach until somebody comes out of the darkness and into the light to understand your way of thinking has been polluted and you've been brainwashed by a generation that does not want God. So what they've got to do is say that God accepts these lifestyles. Let me inform you of something. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible says that there is a way that seems like it's right. It feels good. Isn't that what your flesh and my flesh tells us? It feels good. It must be right to the flesh. But what about the spirit? Many today are in this mindset that think that it's okay when it's not okay. Isaiah 5 and 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet bitter. Are you listening? How can bitter and sweet come out of the same water, out of the same fountain? Listen, the way many of us are thinking has been really, put it in plain terms, messed up and twisted. Because we spend too much time listening to what the world has to say rather than what the Word of God has to say. Now we have a generation that has had their minds brainwashed by perverts from Hollywood, from homosexuals in Hollywood, and we've got generation of leadership, and I'm not going to name any of their names, that says abortion's okay, homosexuality's okay, it's okay for the blacks to hate the whites and the whites to hate the blacks, and it's okay for the blacks to hate the cops and all, they're killing us, and they're, listen, the devil is a liar, the devil. The devil never ever told the truth, and he's lying to this generation on a level that's never been seen. We need to understand there is one nation. God has made all of humanity, and there is only one blood. Hallelujah. I said there's only one humanity, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever would, I said whomsoever would, that means the black man, the white man, the Mexican man, the Puerto Rican man. I'm talking about there's one nation in the eyes of God, and that is the nation of humanity. God don't care what color you are. God don't care about your background. He don't care about your pedigree. He don't care who your dad was or your mom was. Aren't you glad for that today? That's what makes me excited. Back in the day, only the rich people could get a Bible. Back in the day, amen, where Bibles were being translated, you never would see a poor man ever have a real Bible. But we are a generation that has so many Bibles. Many of us have them laying in their house. They're tucked away in boxes. Many of us have them on their bureaus and they're collecting dust. But can I tell you, this is the greatest book that was ever written. Amen. It was written by man, but it was written by men that were inspired by God, holy men, amen. And listen to me today, we need to take heed and understand that God's word does not change. Light and darkness do not mix, it's a contradiction. Black and white, we got to get back to the black and the white. I'm not talking about color of your skin, I'm talking about the truth from the lie. Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. Boy, that's pretty tight there, Jesus. Why are you preaching it so strict? He says, I don't want anybody in the middle ground, the gray area. Are you listening? What is wrong with this generation, the time period we're living in, they can't tell you what is a sin and what is not a sin. I'm not talking about the sinners. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about those of us that are Bible believers. We have a contradiction in our life. When you've got mainstream preachers all across the airwaves around America that they cannot call sin, sin. They cannot call black, black, and white, white. I don't want that man preaching to me, but I want a man that knows the God of the Bible. I want a man that knows the truth of his word. Give me a man that will help me to make it to heaven. Because we've got a generation of Christians that believe they're going to heaven, but they're going to end up in hell. Why? Because they've got contradictions in their life, and they really don't know what they believe in. They don't know what they believe. First of all, you got to open up the Bible and begin to read it to understand who God is. People say, oh, I know Jesus, but they know nothing about him. They can't tell you how long his ministry was, when he was born, how he was born. They can't tell you some basic, simple things out of the Bible, but we say we know Jesus. I asked him into my life. He's my personal Savior. Come on now, somebody. Simple things that we should know. Why is it so confusing for the church age that we're living in to call sin, sin, and tell it like it is? It's because we're fearful of what others will think of us. We are affected by how people think of us and how they portray us. You're a fanatic. You're crazy. You believe that way? I mean, really? Listen, can I tell you, we are getting ready to come into a period of time where Jesus told us in the last days they're going to deliver you up to be killed. Oh, he's not talking about the hypocrite. He's not talking about the double-minded man that's not sure if he's going to get up and go to church in the morning because he doesn't feel like it. No, he's talking about people that really are dedicated, really committed. Listen, if you can't serve Jesus right now, I don't believe you're going to serve Him when persecution starts to come to the church in America. I didn't plan on preaching this way this morning, but I'm here to tell you we've got to get our minds made up. He said, I would rather you be hot nor cold, because if you're lukewarm, it's a contradiction. I don't want the hot and the cold. I don't want the light with the darkness. I don't want it mixture. I don't want black and white. I don't want any gray area. I want somebody that knows what they believe, knows where they're going, and knows the God that they serve. How many know the God that they serve? Tell me about your God. Tell me about your God. Tell me a little bit about the God that you serve. He's a God that does not like mixture. He says, I want it to either be holy and separate the unholy. Come on now. There's contradictions in every one of our lives in some form. I've got them in my life, and God's been dealing with me about things that just don't go together. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbeliever. Let's stop right there. Don't be unequally yoked. We're not talking about the yolk on an egg now. How many of us know that animals, cows and different animals were yoked together? They were connected through a yoke. Some of them were made out of wood, some of them out of leather. Can I tell you, when Jesus saved you, He brought you out of darkness, out of sin, out of the shadows. How many remember when Jesus really saved them? Amen. I don't know about you, but I remember when I was ready to die of that drug overdose on drugs and my heart was ready to come out of my chest. I was drinking, smoking dope, running around with women, thinking I was living it up. But oh, hallelujah. One day I had that drug overdose and I realized I am in sin. I began to hear the demons from hell whisper in my ear, you knew the truth, young man. You're going to die and go to hell today. I'm not just fabricating this and making this up. I heard voices whispering in my ear, amen, that were telling me I'm going to hell. Because why? Because I was in sin. I was in darkness. I was not walking in the light of God. And can I tell you, I fell on my knees because my grandpa said, son, if you ever find yourself in a desperate way, amen, call upon the name of Jesus. How many of us know there's power in that name? That name has saved some of us, and not just in a spiritual sense. That's why that car accident didn't take some of us out. That's why we didn't have some awful things happen to us when the devil wanted to take some of us out. What happened? There's a name that's above every name, and that is the name of Jesus, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There's only one name given to all of humanity whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. I fell down on my knees with my heart pounding out of my chest, cold sweats, thinking I was going to die. And I remembered the voice of my grandfather, a preacher of the gospel. He said, call on the name of the Lord. Now listen, this might bore some of you because you've heard it over and over and over, but it's real to me every time I share it. And I don't want to forget where He brought me out of the darkest, darkest sins, where I almost died and went to hell. But glory be to God, I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire, at 417 Granite Street this morning, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The devil thought he had me. The devil thought he was going to take me out. But I called upon the name of Jesus, and I felt the peace of God come over me. My heart rate went back to normal. I felt God's peace that passes all understanding sweep over my soul. And that day I dedicated and committed my life to serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the lover of my soul. I'm talking about Jesus Christ brought me out of darkness and into the marvelous light. I wish some of you would get stirred up this morning. But the fact is, we've neglected our salvation. We let the devil just come in and tell us what we want to hear. A devil is a liar, brothers and sisters. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And no man comes to God but through Him. Now listen to me now. It's important for us to understand. Your ways will lead you to hell, but God's ways will lead you to heaven. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? That we don't have to die in our sins. That Jesus Christ came down to this earth born of a virgin. And the whole purpose of His coming was to save His people from their sins. Aren't you glad today that He saved you from your sin? Maybe you aren't set free from your sin today. Maybe you aren't really free from the strongholds of the devil. Contradictions in your life will fight you and they will pull at you. Your flesh wants to go towards the world, towards the devil, and to the fulfillment of the lust of your flesh. Listen, your flesh loves pleasure more than it loves God. I said, your flesh and my flesh loves to be catered to. It loves to feel good. Some of you were alcoholics. I hope you ain't an alcoholic no more. Because the Bible says no drunkards shall enter into the kingdom of God. We can't confess Christianity and still be drinking. Man, it got quiet right there. I'm pinpointing your contradictions. You think you can be saved and still go to heaven drinking, living in fornication, living in adultery. I'm still in darkness, but oh, I love Jesus. The devil is a liar. He said, if you're going to know me, amen, if you're going to name me, let everybody that names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. He gives us the power to be free from sin. He gives us the power to be free from our perversion. God wants us to understand that we cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Some of the worst people you can hang out with are people that don't love God. Yes, we have to work with them. Yes, but we do not fellowship with them. How many of us know working with them and hanging out with them and enjoying their company are two different things? Listen, there comes a time when you really get saved and born again. You've got to come on the Lord's side. You got to forsake some of your family members. You got to get rid of some of those brothers and sisters and cousins and folks. Amen. You can't be going to the family reunions where they're smoking dope and tipping back alcohol and expel. I'm a Christian. I'm going to go there and witness to them. The devil is a liar. But can I tell you, amen, God's looking for a people that will come out from among them and be a separated people, saith the Lord. Touch not and handle not the unclean thing. All I know is when my God delivered me out of darkness into the marvelous light, I experienced His amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. I once was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. I once was lost. Can anybody testify that He brought you out of darkness and into the marvelous light? There's a contradiction. You think you're going to heaven when in actuality you are deceiving yourself. Because listen, I've talked to many drunks. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I've talked to the heroin addicts, try to witness unto them about God, and that religious spirit rises up. Oh, I know Jesus. I said a prayer 25 years ago. Tracks all running up their arm. I feel bad for them. I have compassion on them. When I see that, it hurts my heart. When I see what sin has done to them, and their minds are so warped that they cannot really come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen, there's some people that know a lot about Jesus, know a lot about the Bible, and they crack it open every now and then and read it a little bit. They even turn on the Christian radio station. But really, their lives are in contradiction. They're not truly dedicated because they're still bound by the powers of sin that haven't really let go of them yet. But can I tell you that when Jesus came down and he died upon the cross, I don't want you to miss this right here, that every curse of sin, every yoke of sin, every stronghold of sin was broken on the cross of Calvary. When you seen Jesus hanging up on that cross, as you read it on the pages of the Bible, he said, "It is finished," as he hung upon that cross and he shed his blood. Let me tell you, the devil was defeated. Sin's hold was broken. Every yoke was destroyed because Jesus Christ shed his blood to set you and me free from the powers of death, hell, and the grave. And I want to tell you that same Jesus that raised Christ from the dead, he dwells in me, and that power that we walk in today is the power of the Holy Ghost that gives us the ability to walk in the realm of the Spirit, where we do not have to live and give in to the temptations and the lust of the flesh. Can I hear anybody say amen? Can I tell you, that's what we need, is the power that comes from above to help us walk in the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to where we don't have to give in to the temptations and the lust of our flesh. Your flesh and my flesh will send you to hell. I'm trying to rescue somebody today. I'm trying to enlighten somebody. You've got contradictions. Listen, we live in a nation that has made people think that evil is a good thing. They glorify the homosexuals. They glorify evil men, which the Bible says evil men and seducers are going to continue in this last day hour to wax worse and worse, deceiving people and being deceived. One of the most deceptive things in our nation right now is our news media. And not only the news media, but a lot of preachers standing by the pulpits of America and around the world that, oh, listen, they're preaching not to see saints make it to heaven. They're not preaching for the right motive. Oh, because the Bible says many in this last day, false prophets shall come and they shall deceive many. What are they preaching for today? They're preaching for popularity. They're preaching, oh, listen, for money, for filthy lucre, the Bible says. But give me a man that will cry aloud. Give me a man that will show me how to make it to heaven. Give me a man that will preach to me the truth. Give me a man that will call it like it is. Give me a man that doesn't preach with contradictions and say it's okay to sin a little every day. The devil is a liar. I believe we can live free from sin. Hallelujah. It's not in my own strength or power that I'm able to do this. And that's what you've got to understand. In your strength and in your own power, you will fall into sin. But that power that comes from above, the Bible says in Acts 1 and 8, when that Holy Ghost power comes upon you, you shall receive power. What does the Holy Ghost come to do? Just make you speak in tongues? No, he come to live and abide inside of you, that you can walk in the power of his Spirit to not give in to the temptations and to give in to the lust of the flesh.